Backing off 15 or 20 feet from the bole of the tree beneath the branches of which Tarzan worked upon his robe, Kazan scampered quickly forward, scrambling nimbly upward to the lower limbs. Here he would squat for a moment or two, quite proud of his achievement, and then clamber to the ground again and repeat. Sometimes, quite often, in fact, for he was an ape, his attention was distracted by other things. A beetle, a caterpillar, a tiny field mouse, and off he would go in pursuit. The caterpillars he always caught, and sometimes the beetles, but the field mice never. Now he discovered the tail of the rope upon which Tarzan was working. Grasping it in one small hand, he bounced away, for all the world like an animated rubber ball, snatching it from the ape-man's hand and running off across the clearing. Tarzan leapt to his feet and was in pursuit in an instant, no trace of anger on his face or in his voice as he called to the roguish little Baloo to drop his rope. Straight toward his mother raced Kazan, and after him came Tarzan. Tika looked up from her feeding, and in the first instant that she realized that Kazan was fleeing and that another was in pursuit,